Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you have any idea what we're doing today?
Breathing, slipping. We're slipping on ice and snow here. How about you?
Same. Yep, same. Yeah. Got a big, nasty weather system moving through and out of the neighborhood. Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell, and for Scotty today. Scotty's got a little oral surgery going on today. I don't know, root canal or something.
I thought maybe you'd sound better or something. Yeah, no. All I know is
his dentist puts him out cold, so he's got sedation dentistry.
Wait, doesn't oral surgery sound like something you're getting to talk better as opposed to like getting your teeth fixed?
He's
having tooth surgery. Let's just call it what it is.
Teeth, that. And a surgery on them teeth. On them choppers.
Them choppers.
All right. Lots to chew on this morning, speaking of choppers. See how I did that? See how I did that there? 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. You can shoot us an email, studio@flagfamily.com. Text us 701-237-1590. Where to start? On the program, coming up, we're going to be chatting with Matt Lamb. At the bottom of the hour here, he is the associate editor of the College Fix, which is a publication talking about transgender athletes competing in women's collegiate sports, along with the cancel culture, the CRT on college campuses. He kind of runs in the same circles as Charlie Kirk and Turning Point, but he's very, very, you know, connected and on campuses, and we'll talk to Matt about this thing with Leah Thomas has just got under my skin, has gotten there, and it's stuck there. I'm between a kind of a rock and a hard place right now because I love March Madness. I have always just been a ridiculous fan of this time of year with college basketball. But it's hard to back anything NCAA looking at the picture of Leah Thomas, the man who is identifying as a woman, which is fine, but that was allowed
to watch basketball. You just can't watch swimming, that's all.
Allowed to get in a pool with biological women, compete, win, and get a trophy?
Okay, but then come in last place, last weekend? Or weekend before last, or whatever? So maybe at some point, he, she, it won't make, what's the pronoun? I want to use the right one here. I don't want to offend anybody. I want to use the right pronoun.
It's she. You can say
it. Leah, there, I've just circumvented the whole pronoun thing.
Yep.
Just simply doesn't make the team. Look, you keep coming in last place, you're off the team, right?
Yeah.
Now, if I were on the team and in last place every time, I would at some point wouldn't be on the team anymore. But you're right, it does sort of change the, and how long until this filters into basketball? How long? Boy, good thing Coach K's retiring because pretty soon he would be coaching.
As of right now, where couldn't
an athlete, a transgender athlete, and somewhere in the Final Four, there would be somebody that somebody would be complaining about. Wait, that's not a man.
Yeah,
you can't. Yeah. That can't be on the team.
Can't have that. Well, as of right now, anything goes because Leah Thomas is wearing the hardware. She won the. She has it. She is a biological male that, again, and here's another point that I discovered when I was on vacation in the hinterland of California. I think a lot of people think that this debate is just about some sort of transgender discrimination. It's just that it's all about, you just want to keep transgender people from doing what they want to do. No. We don't.
Swim all you want, but
no one does. Right. No one did. Whoever stopped RuPaul from getting a hit show on VH1?
Exactly.
Nobody. Because it doesn't affect
RuPaul. I'm perfectly fine with RuPaul.
Exactly. She's not hurting anyone. She's not discounting and taking away anyone else's hard work, their right to win the medal. And I mean, she's not you know, making a level playing field on the not level. And that's what Leah Thomas is doing. And quite simply, the NCAA acknowledging this and standing up as an organization saying, yeah, that's okay.
The
that's
same fine. People that wanted to make sure we get rid of Fighting Sue, but you still have, you know, the various other American Indian names out there that they're certainly not going to touch with a 10-foot pole. We'll just pick on North Dakota first.
Yeah. Well,
so you don't expect the NCAA to suddenly say, no, we're going to put the hammer down. And they'll cave in an instant every time.
Oh, and my thing is, how do you undo this? If you go back and say, well, sorry, Leah, yeah, you don't get to keep that. We were wrong. Imagine
maybe
the uproar.
Came so, maybe from here on out, maybe you put a new timeline in, and okay, starting today, it's got to be your birth gender or whatever. But I just don't see the NCAA being willing to put their foot down to that extent. I mean, possible, of course, but.
Yeah, I got a text from a friend says when Leah Thomas goes to the doctor and she has her first prostate exam, what will its insurance say? We can't cover you because you're a female? Or don't worry, dude, we got you covered. Many of the questions that have to be asked here.
Well.
Worthy, right? It's worthy.
I have some comebacks I wish I could use on the radio, but I just can't. But they would certainly just end the discussion once and for all.
I got a one that said, from now on, that we've got to, and I got to look for it here, but it was hilarious because it said, from now on, we need to treat college athletics apparently like they do a tractor pull or a mud bog, okay, or a sprint car race. You've got your male, your biological male competitors. You've got your biological female competitors, and then you've got the modifieds. You got your modified stock. You got your modified stock. Web feet, performance enhancing drugs. And when anything goes.
It's not discriminating. It's just you're in a different class. The modifieds.
Yep.
I love that.
You run what you brung.
That's outstanding.
Run with what you brung with. There you go. Web feet, we don't care. Get in the pool. You're half duck. Go ahead. You're half fish. Get in there and swim.
The modifieds.
You identify as a shark? Get on that starting block,
okay,
mister, Mrs.
So
whatever.
So far, we've got one running in that class, though. So what do you do about that? I mean, do they just get a medal by default?
Well,
they
yeah.
They have to swim because only one, right?
Weigh in, 800-228-0550. Love to hear your take on all of this. Where, you know, it's hard not to make fun of it. And, of course, you get in any of those worlds, and, boy, you better not make fun of it. This is serious business, mister. But it's laughable. It's ridiculousness beyond ridiculous. That this is even being, and what really gets me, you could talk about it all you wanted, you know, but when it started happening, remember in Connecticut with the two transgender females that took every state track record and just annihilated every one of them? This is happening in swimming now at the college level. So at what point does this infiltrate everything? At what point, and, you know, they're probably not going to go with the modified class or the modified stock for you know, deal, but at what point does it just get everybody? You know, NBA, when does all of a sudden, LeBron identifies as a woman, and LeBronia now, call her LeBronia, wants to play in the WNBA and attain a few more records there. Where does that stop anywhere? Is that, you know, and the argument was tried to, you know, had a little conversation about this on vacation. I was like, well, what if it's the other way around? What if they're no threat to the, you know, if they're no threat to the women, let's say someone who's not a great swimmer who just, you know, wants to be on the women's team, isn't going to put anyone else out, you know, is not a Leah Thomas, was not a ranked male swimmer before she put a wig on or whatever, went through the transition. What about that scenario? And I landed with, well, that wouldn't nearly bother me as much. If you're not in there to beat the biological women that have worked so hard to be as good as they are, I don't think that would bother me as much. What do you weigh on it? 800-228-0550. And then we'll talk to Andy coming up at the top, or at the bottom, or I'm sorry, Matt Lamb at the bottom of the hour. Also going to be talking to Fargo City Commissioner Tony Gehrig. Talks about statistics on these mask mandates that they still have. You still cannot fly on a plane without wearing a face diaper. You can't do it. Kevin Piper also going to be on the show before we get out of here. Piper's Auction and Realty Company. They've got some upcoming auctions, and we're just going to talk to him about farmers. Our farming and ranching friends are going through some very tough times, some very difficult decisions that are having to be made. You know, keep the farm going or, you know, figure out a way to sell something to pay for fertilizer, for crying out loud. It's been really unbelievable, and Kevin's kind of out among it all the time, so we'll just kind of get his take on that. And anything you want to talk about. 800-228-0550 is the number. Jeff is in Jamestown, North Dakota. Jeff, what's on your mind? Welcome.
This is real simple. Mr. Modified doesn't have ovaries in a uterus.
Thank you.
He stays in the man's class. Let's get with the program, okay? We're wasting valuable time on this kind of crap.
When Jeff, I know. But it is. He needs to stay. But he's not. Not only does he not have to stay there, he's allowed in, and he got the medal. He got the title.
That's in charge. They're not doing their job. Man up.
Amen. Amen, brother. All right, appreciate the call, buddy. Couple calls lined up. We'll get to them coming up next on What's on Your Mind.
It's the biggest war in Europe since World War II, and Newsmax is covering it all. The lead host at another news network says America started this war and that we shouldn't help Ukraine. He's wrong. Newsmax supports Ukraine in this dangerous moment for freedom, and we're covering it around the clock with our top correspondents in Kyiv and around the globe. Newsmax is your trusted source. It represents your American values. Even President Trump says Newsmax is, quote, really good. So get the latest on Putin's war and the truth about Joe Biden tonight, starting with Sean Spicer and Lindsey Keith on Spicer & Company. Millions are tuning in to watch Spicer & Company. Find Newsmax on every major cable system and streaming platform. Download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone right now to watch. And make sure you get breaking news from Newsmax.com. Newsmax.com. Breaking news 24/7. I made the switch to Newsmax. You should too. Start watching today.
Emily Bivens is the executive director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about, and they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Happy Wednesday. Hard to believe we got today and tomorrow left in March, and then April comes marching in on Friday. By the way, April 1st is Friday, so yeah. be looking for the cellophane over the toilets and, you know, the standard stuff. You know, yeah.
I have helium in your tires because it'll make your car a little lighter and all that stuff. Yeah.
I have an 18-year-old, and I know he's in that mood, so I'm on high alert coming Friday. So, hey, we're brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. It's Wednesday. Let me make you hungry. How about some Swedish meatballs or lasagna? Exit 292 Valley City off I-94. Harwood's got white cheddar mac and cheese hot dish today. That just sounds delicious. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Swedish meatballs or chicken tenders. Serving up the Swedish meatballs in Glendon and 12th Avenue as well. You've got lasagna at the NP Avenue at 205 NP Avenue. And as always, grab-and-go convenience, home cooking, the 4 for $4 every day. You get the personal pan pizza, a couple of cookies, and a 20-ounce soda for $4 every day, all day. And all the PetroServe USA locations helping America fuel better. That's PetroServe USA. Got a couple of texts to the text line, 701-237-1590. Says, I, too, was once a man trapped in a woman's body. Then I was born. See how that works?
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Then we're all trans.
Okay, whatever.
Also says, support your team.
That is a thing to join an athletic team, though, by the way.
Said, says, he can support your team, but not their sponsors. That's kind of where I'm at. I've fallen out of love with the NFL, the NBA, with so many things with all the wokeness over the last couple of years. It's really kind of, it's been a bit disheartening, but I mean, I'm going to watch my Vikings. I'm just going to do it. Yeah. But I'm all about the sponsors need to realize that these actions need to have consequences. And I think the Olympics were a great proof of that. So, I'm kind of with that. Let's see here. Another text in. Gail says, hey, I'm wondering when the International Raceway in Brainerd, Minnesota is going to get in trouble for having their drag races in August. They may have to rethink their advertising. One day they may have a bunch of men who don't understand what a drag race is showing up in women's clothing and running shoes.
Drag race starring RuPaul. Yeah, there you go.
Another text. William Thomas couldn't hack it in the male swimming, ranked 462nd. I've heard he is ranked as high as 50th. I heard 400, but yeah, so he became Leah Thomas and began stealing records and medals from women. Well, that's just a fact. Now, but people will say, but he's a woman. He's a woman now. He transitioned. That's the conversation I think we talked about this on Monday or Tuesday, that I got in a conversation when I was out in California with a neighbor of my relatives. And she was a very nice lady, probably mid to late 40s, and was not differentiating the argument from, this is just every, you just don't want trans people to be able to do what they want to do. And she didn't separate that from the unfair, completely weighted the scale part of this, that this is a man. This is a man competing against biological women and taking from them all of their hard work, some of them a lifetime of efforts in the pool.
Yeah, this isn't
to be as good as they could.
Sports.
This has nothing to do, again, with her wanting to live as a, William wanting to live as Leah. Don't care. Could care less. Never watched RuPaul's show. Could care less if she has it. Glad she does. Great. Not hurting anyone. Not doing anything.
Right.
So that's another text when Leah Thomas goes to the doctor. Oh, we did that one. And that's a great question, too. How does that work? With the prostate exam. Do you even get one? Is it covered? Yep. And another text. Why do we never hear?
Are you going to bring the insurance company game in?
Yeah. Well, I have many questions.
That's a slippery slope, right?
Why do we never hear of transgenders competing in men's sports? I am sure they are out there. Why only a big deal in women's sports? Why wouldn't the NFL mandate a quota of transgender players also? Well, the reason that you don't hear about that is because men have a physical advantage over women. Now, if the sport was bowling, or if the sport was, any sport where physical attributes and being stronger and, the things that, men have over women as far as physicality goes, then I don't know why you wouldn't, that'd be fine. And I, at that point, I really wouldn't have a problem with that. But again, this person is taking away the work of all of the people that she's competing against that have been doing it all their lives. And to say I'm a woman now.
Can Tiger play in the LPGA?
If he identifies as a woman, I'm sure he can.
I mean, because if he's not ranking as well among men, does he just jump over the LPGA and start driving off of there?
That would be a PGA decision, which I would imagine they would go, yeah, no. But the NCAA says, the NCAA goes, yeah, go ahead. Well, let's go to Matt in Fargo. Matt on this issue. Matt, what do you, what's on your mind? What do we need to know?
You're touching on one aspect of it with the athletic part and what it takes away from women. But to me, what's always jumped out at me is the broader impact of women, in that it devalues what it is, what it means to be a woman, who a woman is.
Exactly.
You know, if a man one day decides he's going to identify as a woman, and even if that man has felt feminine his entire life, the more importantly, society, if he's grown up as a man, society's viewed him as a man. Every experience he's ever had is that of a man, even right. outside of the biological things, right? So
yep.
to say that today I'm a woman, what insight into being a woman does that give you? You know, does he understand what it was like for Alex to grow up as a woman? You know, can he identify with her, how she, you know, how she has been viewed, you know, objectified,
right. yep.
whatever. Like, it gives
exactly.
you no insight whatsoever. You've earned no special privilege. You are not a woman in any sense because you just decided you've identified it. That is earned. That is something that through the sum total of every experience you had, not to mention your biology, that's where you are today. And
spot
to
on.
Have it just
yep.
bestowed on you by somebody just is such a just a disservice to women. It devalues who and what they are, and you know, I we're going about it the whole wrong way, to me.
You know, Matt, you make a great point. Laura Ingram, and Alex had a clip on our local morning show in Fargo about just that, and Laura Ingram's comments were, you haven't paid your female dues. You haven't
yes.
you haven't been through our monthly deal that we deal with. You haven't been through the hormones and emotions of giving birth. You haven't paid your dues. You know, and women pay a lot of dues to be women. I mean, I married one. I know. I mean,
yeah.
there's a lot of things that they, you know, a lot of things.
There's things on their mind every day that
no question
ever occur to me, and that are meaningful. I mean, the fact that it doesn't occur to me doesn't mean it doesn't matter. That are, you know, make the difference between what job
yep.
they get, how successful
yep,
exactly. they
are. Exactly. Yeah, when I first was getting married, a very dear mentor friend of mine handed me a book. He said, you need to read this. And it was Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. And it's the greatest relationship book ever written when you realize that women are from another planet than we are. And it really helped me a ton. And that explains why, you know, the dues that Venetians pay to be from Venus, we don't know about that on Mars. We don't have a clue about it. And we certainly can't jump in the next day and say, oh, I know everything you got. I'm good. Just call me Leah. All right. Dale, Deanne, and Brady on. Brady's talking about the dollar dropping tomorrow. We're going to see what that has to do with it. And the trans conversation will continue with someone who is literally in the trenches on this thing. We're going to be talking to a gentleman from the College Fix. His name is Matt Lamb. He's on with us coming up next on What's On Your Mind.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
It's the Prairie Supply Spring Open House in Bismarck, March 30th, and West Fargo, the 31st. Contractors enjoy free lunch hot off the grill beginning at 11:30. More than 30 vendors on hand to answer questions and great door prizes, like job site radios with battery charger from Bosch Tools, along with tool packages, gift cards, and outdoor gear. The Spring Open House at Prairie Supply in Bismarck, March 30th, and in West Fargo, the 31st. Prairie Supply, the contractor's headquarters.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Germany triggered an emergency plan to manage gas supplies in Europe's largest economy, an unprecedented move that could see the government ration power if there's a disruption or halting gas supplies from Russia. Russia's defense ministry said Tuesday it would drastically scale back military operations near the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, in order to increase mutual trust for a potential peace deal. Ukrainian President Zelensky said all Russian forces must leave before a final peace deal can be reached. Zelensky spoke with the Danish parliament.
The people who make decisions in Russia think their actions will go unpunished. They think they will be able to avoid sanctions. The embargo on Russian oil, they think it won't last, that it's just talk. Everyone is expressing their concerns, but an international tribunal, the Russians know that will take years to bring perpetrators to account.
USA Radio News.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Thanks for joining us. What's on your mind for a Wednesday? Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell. Scotty's off today. A little oral surgery going on. Brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow. Got an amazing offer going right now. They always have great sales and great stuff. And the key is you get on there, on the homepage, there's a little square. It says Radio Listener Specials. You click on that. Really, all you have to know is that they've got a huge bedding sale going on right now. Pretty much anything to do from blankets and quilts and comforters to pillows and body pillows and everything. All on sale, about 50% off. They've got the body pillow, all that on sale as well. All you really need to know is the promo code SCOTT, S-C-O-T-T, MyPillow.com. You click on that bad boy. Promo code is SCOTT. And lots of deals all across the website. 800-506-9028 if you want to call. Same promo code applies. Of course, MyPillow is made in the USA, Minneapolis, Minnesota. More importantly, more specifically, Shakopee. You go down to the driving out towards Valley Fair and you see the facility down there. It's amazing. It's a good, the big MyPillow warehouse down there.
Awesome. Shakopee.
Yep, they got a 10, Shakopee, yeah. Got a 10-year warranty. You know it's going to last, 60-day money-back guarantee. Nothing to lose. It's time to start getting that quality sleep you not only need, but you want and you need. I'm telling you. I could not go back. And on vacation, I forgot to bring my pillow because you can't, you know, we didn't check any bags. And so I'm dealing with other people's pillows. You know the drill. Wish I'd have had mine on vacation. But failed to bring it.
They have a My Airplane pillow. You know, one of those things
they do.
That go around your neck.
They do. He has a travel pillow.
One of those.
And I don't have one of those. That's one of the things I need to add to the MyPillow inventory. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. We're talking about the Leah Thomas issue, first try with the Final Four this weekend. Really kind of rocking a hard place to support the NCAA. We've been making fun of this, and it's like, and I don't want to make fun of anyone or parody anyone, but. I mean, well, roll that clip from the Family Guy. Roll that one you found.
It was from a TV talk show, sort of.
Welcome back to Diane. Erica, it's time for Mario's little confession.
Erica, you know I love you, but I gotta come clean. I'm not really a man. I'm a woman.
Oh,
remember that.
God, yeah. You're a woman?
Well, actually, I'm not really a woman. I'm a horse.
Oh, my God. You're
taking the whole transgender thing far too far. By the way, it was
Family Guy
that said that Bruce Jenner was a woman long before that happened. So.
Well, my point of playing that, you can shut it off, but my point of playing that is that, you know, I'm a woman. No, I'm a horse. No, I'm a broom. I mean, at what point do we take the just stop and say, wait a minute. Yeah, there you go. Good. Okay. We got to get to our guest here, but I want to get a couple of calls in quick on this. Deanne's in Bismarck on this issue. Deanne, what's on your mind on this?
You know, I had thought about this a lot, and it isn't specifically so much about the swimmer. It is, you know, looking at this from a bigger picture, it's if a man wants to become a woman or a woman wants to say they're a man or however yep. it goes, then according to our law, can you decline to sign up for the draft? Or if you're a woman and you want to become a man, are you required to sign up for the draft? I mean, and if our Supreme Court nominee can't tell the difference between a woman, then how on earth are we going to be able to, you know, make these rules go by if we
great
can't
point.
Decide what we want to be?
Excellent questions, Deanne.
Yeah.
No, I don't think we've gotten far enough down the road yet. I don't think, you know, it's a great question. Great. Thanks for calling, by the way. Yeah, I don't think we've gotten down the road far enough on this. I don't think that, you know what I mean? Who knows what's next? Like, will it be okay for Tiger Woods to say, I'm now Tigress, and I'm gonna play on the LPGA? Or LeBron James to say, I'm now LeBron.
Tigress.
You know, whoever. Where's it gonna stop? You know, get one more in here before I guess. Dale in Fargo on this issue. Dale, what's on your mind? What do we need to know?
You know, listen to the show, and, you know, the thought crossed my mind that with regard to the NCAA, we've got men's sports, we've got women's sports, we've got the transgender issue. Why even have a different division between men and women's sports? Why not just have collegiate athletics and let everybody compete on their own merit and leave it at that?
Yeah. Yeah, eliminate all the walls.
Yeah.
Take them all down.
Yep.
Yeah,
better bring in the stock and modified divisions.
There you go. Thank you, sir.
Modified.
Yeah, I mean that's you know, let's have a modified division and we'll do it that way. All right, our guest is from the College Fix. He's an editor there and the associate editor there. Matt Lamb joins us now to talk about this transgender athlete issue. Competing in women's collegiate sports, along with the cancel culture CRTs on the campus. He's in the trenches. Matt, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you, sir?
Good. Thanks for having me.
You bet. We've been talking about this kind of all morning, just because I was on a trip. We went out to California last week, Matt, and I was visiting with a resident out there, and we got into this conversation about Leah Thomas, and she said, it's just not fair. And she said, well, she's a transgender woman. I said, yeah, I understand that, but it's not fair for the biological woman she's swimming against. And she looked at me and she actually had to say, well, how so? And I had to explain to her, Matt, that, well, that's a man. That's a male that's living his life, fantastic as a female, but that's allowed to get in a pool with biological women. And I said to this gal, I said, you don't think that's unfair? And her response was, well, in that aspect, I suppose, yeah, it is. And I had to explain to her, Matt, that the argument isn't about anything else but that aspect, right?
Right. I mean, whether it's, you know, William Thomas competing against women or calling himself a woman, it all just affirms his gender delusion. So, you know, there's certainly the issue of fairness in sports, and there's the broader issue maybe of should society be affirming someone's gender dysphoria. And, you know, just like that Family Guy clip you played, well, why can't I identify as an Asian woman or a unicorn or, you know, or a horse? So yeah, I mean, that's a great point.
And where does it stop? I mean, someone said, well, if someone is a transgender male, do they have to register for the draft? I said, I don't think we're down the road that far enough yet to answer that question.
Well, actually, that happened in Ukraine. There was a man who believed who you know identified as a woman and was trying to leave the country, and they said, no, every man 18 to 60 has to stay and, you know, fight the Russians. And so that actually did at least happen in Ukraine. Thankfully, we haven't had a draft in quite some time here, but it's happened elsewhere.
So he actually got told, no, you're a man, you have to stay and fight. I bet that went over well.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I don't know how the liberals are going to, like, you know, country Ukraine now, but that it really did happen, yeah.
In your travels around college campuses and whatnot, are you, I mean, just in a broad sense, you know, I, I, I know a lot of young people that give me a lot of hope. I've met a few that I just kind of tip my head and go, really? What, I mean, why are you thinking that? Or where do you think we are as a country? I mean, are we okay? Should we be worried with what's going on the campuses with CRT and all the cancel business and, you know, can't have him speak at our campus because he says the wrong things. Where are we at in your travels?
Yeah, absolutely. So the College Fix has lots of stories about this. It's certainly difficult to ascertain because being a news organization, we, of course, cover the man-biting dog stories. But what I would say is I think with one small benefit or big benefit of the COVID lockdowns and all this is that it put a lot of this information out online, these radical professors, and it also, I think, showed a lot of students that the universities, many of them, don't really care about their education. I just saw a story the other day that college enrollment's going down, but enrollment in skilled trade programs, you know, whatever you call vo-tech trade schools, is going up. So I do think that these COVID lockdowns and restrictions have exposed to a lot of students that maybe college shouldn't be their default choice. And so I do hope that many students either reconsider going to college or perhaps pick a college that's less ideologically bent than, maybe a private school or another school that's kind of gone woke.
Don't you think, I mean, when you say, that's a big general term to me, is like, you know, that all college is all, I mean, there are a lot of degrees and a lot of years where a number of kids got degrees that were useless. I mean, they sociology or, you know, whatever, some sort of, you know, transgender study degree, whatever, but you get out and nobody's hiring when it does that. But when you talk about the college campuses for the careers and the people that we need, engineers, doctors, you know, lawyers, I mean, I don't know how much you need lawyers, but hey, you know what I'm saying. It seemed to me that there was a lot of years where
the doctors,
right? But it seems to me that there are a lot of years where we were just handing out paper for things that really had no. And that's what Mike Rowe talks about a lot. These people went through 4 years, spent a ton of money to get a piece of paper that told them they know all about this, and no one wants to pay them to tell anybody about.
Right, absolutely. I think that's why there's so many kind of bitter leftist activists, because they realize their master's degree in, you know, women's studies or higher education didn't really help them out. And you know, certainly, of course, if you want to become a nurse or an engineer or a teacher, you do need to go to a college. The problem, actually, though, is that a lot of these, even like med schools, are embracing a lot of these diversity and equity inclusion initiatives, you know, critical race theory. The University of Buffalo invited Cornell West, I think, to talk about anti-racism to their Department of Surgery, to talk about anti-racist surgery practices. And maybe it was a Cornell West. He came, I know for sure,
wow,
they hosted an anti-racism in surgery event. And so a lot of this is infecting even what we would kind of consider the hard sciences, you know, the chemistries, economics, math, and medical school.
The text comes in, the media wants us all to believe that 30% of the country is transgender when it's only about 1%. The cases of trans reverting back is on the rise as well. I think that number has always been inflated. We've got a very loud minority that's wanting to, you know, make noise in that arena, and they continue to do so. But another text came in. I think next year I'm going to join Pee Wee football. I'm 6'1", about 280 pounds. I wager age and the concept of time are far more social constructs than biological sex, so I'm going to play Pee Wee. Which, as ridiculous as these are, these statements, that person could probably be taken seriously in the NCAA. Agree or no?
Exactly. There was a Mitch Hedberg joke from a while ago, I don't think he's alive anymore, where he said, man, I could dominate T-ball now. But now he probably could actually go play T-ball if he just identified as a six-year-old.
Oh, man, you cannot make it up, and we are not making it up. Matt Lamb, associate editor with the College Fix online. What's the website?
You can just go to thecollegefix.com, subscribe for email, follow us on social media.
All right. Thank you, Matt. Be right back.
You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bens, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. John Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, Scott Hennen on vacation. Not vacation, he's on break today. I have a little dental work done.
That's the only call out of vacation.
Not a vacation. The boys hanging out, brought to you by our friends at North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. Tell you what, oil, natural gas industry is in every corner of North Dakota. It'd be in more places in North Dakota if Brandon would quit signing executive orders, but it's true. Learn more at ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas advancing the possibilities. Really kind of got on to the other. Lots going on, and whatever's on your mind, that's what we can talk about. Few texts in on this this trans athlete thing, which has really just been under my skin, especially with the Final Four happening this week and all. I mean, everything going on with, you know, with that. But it's just it's unbelievable that it's even, you know, it's even acknowledged, that it's even a thing. But here it is. Another text in, it says, if people believe in the science, as we were told later that they should be, you know, consistent with the vid, if DNA says what you are, and then that is a fact, everyone else, everything else, is a life choice. Maybe inevitable for some, but still a choice. Absolutely. This isn't, Leah isn't someone that was born a woman in a man's body. In his mind, he is, but not a real, you know, not a real, not transitioning, not turning into a woman, not growing a uterus. None of that is happening. Can't give birth. Just saying, got a good call in 855-217-7060. You can always leave a message there for us as well. Go ahead.
I agree that men should not be competing in women's sports. It ought to be outlawed.
Yes.
But, do you know that there's been a war against the American male for a long time?
Yeah.
1100, I think, carries Dr. James Dobson. He's written books about the American male crisis for quite a while.
You know, and a great point. And yes, he has. In fact, Candace Owens brings this up too in her book Blackout, just talking about the removing of the of fathers from the home, systematic. You know, I mean, part of the plan. And where are, that's another thing I would ask Todd, is where are the feminists on this?
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Where are the women's, National Women's Day cheering women and strong women?
Are they mad that men are invading their territory, or are they happy that they're getting people,
yeah.
Which way does that go?
It's crickets. How do you stand up for women's rights, for women, and then this guy steps in there and you go, oh, okay. What? All right. Another topic. The dollar will drop tomorrow, says our buddy, main man Brady in Las Vegas. Hey, Brady, what's on your mind? What are you talking about with that?
Yeah, Buenos Dias. The sanctions that we imposed onto Vladimir did absolutely nothing, and they boomerang back. It's going to cripple our economy. The dollar is going to be basically collapsed because now the petrodollar is nothing. And Vlad said you either buy my stuff in rubles, Bitcoin, and or you're not going to get it, you know, or yuan, the Chinese yuan. So what Biden imposed on us is going to cripple our economy. So I got a suggestion for Mike Lindell.
Okay.
I think he should come up with the new Mexican ass pillow because all the burritos, man, you need a little padding down there sometimes.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Brady. Yeah, you know, he's talking about the petrodollar that Iran or Iraq or whatever is talking about going away from that. And I hadn't seen anything, although I was on break last week. Did you see anything, Todd, that is official? I know that they're talking about it. I know that it's been brought up, but I don't know if anything's been done officially with it. But he's right. That is, and I had a chance to listen to a big part of Glenn Beck's new book, The Great Reset, where he's talking about all of this and talking about global currency and the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab and all of the things that are part of the Great Reset. And that seem to, there's a lot of things that are adding up in there. And this would be one of them as a way to devalue the U.S. dollar around the globe. It's something that should be very concerning and is, and we're definitely keeping an eye on it, but you need to too. Let's go to Colette in Denby on school board meetings. Hi, Colette. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. What's up?
Hello. This relates to Leah too as well.
Okay.
If we are so busy focused on Leah at the national level, are we forgetting what's happening in our schools and starting with our kindergartners and working them through this? If you're whining about this and not running for school board election this spring, I think you got a couple weeks here maybe to apply. You're part of the problem because we need to get active and find out what's happening in our communities.
There's no doubt.
There's litter boxes in schools in North Dakota for kids who think they're animals.
Come on.
Boys, I heard in Bismarck, school system. I don't know if it's legacy.
I did hear that there was a student identifying as a cat. Yes, furries, but I didn't hear about the litter box. That's the next level right there.
So if it's related to funding for your school or why you have to do this, even allowing boys, especially...
Yes.
I mean, I was in high school. If there would have been a chance for some of those boys to come in the girls' bathroom with me, they'd have done it.
Yeah.
You know, you got to keep it basic. Boys are boys, girls are girls. Don't take the federal funding and put litter boxes in the bathrooms.
Great
run
tip.
Run for school board.
There you go. Thanks, Colette.
That's, oh my God.
Yep, and that's fantastic. Appreciate your call. 800-228-0550. Tony Geard, Fargo City Commissioner, going to be on with us after the top of the hour. We're going to talk about these continuing mask mandate and all that BS coming up. What's on your mind? We'll be right back.
You see the signs everywhere. Strata. What are they? They're all about service, exceptional service and support to their customers, quality, high quality, cost competitive products and services, integrity, innovation too, and they're a great place to work. The Strata Corporation has a career for you waiting at stratacorporation.com. Click the careers link. Solid people, solid products, solid performance. Since 1910, that's Strata solid.
Think about it. Minnesota collected way more from taxpayers than it needs, resulting in the largest budget surplus in history. It's time to give it back. Think about it. State spending is at an all-time high. The rainy day fund is full. And our income tax rates are the sixth highest in the country. Hey, Governor Walz, it's our surplus. Give it back. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.